Tim, maybe we can get a head start on that shed over the weekend.
Ooh, no can do, Al. This weekend, after 2 years, I'm finally putting the soul in the beast. I'm dumping that big 350 Chevy engine, my hot rod.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be hard to do by yourself.
That's why I got a couple guys coming over, a little work party, a celebration of man and machine.
A lot of guys coming over?
Just some friends.
Oh.
Al, I would have asked you, but I thought you'd be with Greta at that big linoleum exhibit.
Well,
I told Greta that I didn't want to be tied down. And, you know, we both thought that it was best to explore other options.
She dumped you, huh?
Yeah. Well, have a good weekend, Tim.
Hey, Al, you know, we probably could use another hand dropping that engine in if you're free.
Completely free. I love parties. Is there a theme?
A theme? Yeah, we're doing the Wild West.
I could bring jerky.
They say you are what you eat, Al.
Romantic. The way I'm feeling about men, I want to see something with chainsaw in the title.
Aw, Karen. Man trouble?
I don't understand what happened. You told me that you and Greg were doing so well.
Well, I thought we were. But then he said something about maybe we should think about seeing other people, and we all know what that means.
Yeah, it means he already is.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm fed up, and I'm through with men.
On behalf of all men, I'd like to say thank you.
Sure. Doodleheads! Punks!
Randy, where are your shoes?
They're up in the tree.
Shut up.
Wait. Randy, I just bought those shoes. Why are they up in the tree?
Paul and Vinnie McGurn. They jumped him.
Oh, not again. Come on, this has got to stop. You guys got to make friends with those boys. Have them over for lunch.
Yeah, right.
Dad said to pick the biggest one and pound him into the ground.
Only if the lunch thing didn't work out.
He never said that.
No pounding.
Dad,
you're not.
I'd like to sit and chat with you women, but I gotta go pray to Chevy, the combustion god. When Dave shows up, tell him I'm out in the garage.
Dave Gibbons, is he coming over?
Yeah.
Karen, have you ever met him?
No. I need him in the garage, please.
I just want to introduce them.
What happened to this romantic chainsaw movie you're going to?
No, Jill, please. The last thing I want is to get fixed up with another guy.
Thank you.
Is he cute?
He is adorable, and he's very sensitive.
Dave is not sensitive. He's just like me.
He is nothing like you. He's very secure.
Huh?
He is a sweetheart.
Hold it. No, this is what's happening today. I've waited a long time to put the engine in the hot rod. It's my day, all right? And you're not going to interfere.
I'm not going to interfere. We're just going to stay long enough for them to meet, exchange a few words, pick a pattern. Oh, I love this.
Hi.
Hey. Would you see what I got in there? It's the beautiful moment you've ever seen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Karen. I've heard so much about you.
Relax, Karen. This is Bob. Bob, Karen, Karen.
Hey,
Bob.
Karen.
Forget Dave. What's wrong with Bob?
His lovely wife, Leslie.
Oh. Great.
Leslie, meet my friend Karen.
Hi.
You look so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I thought we weren't bringing the wives today.
I know, but Leslie keeps thinking she's going into labor. What was I supposed to do?
Let her start. Takes hours.
Bob, did we leave that other cheese log in the car?
No, honey. You ate it.
This has got to be Dave.
Oh, I married an idiot.
What the?
A man cannot drive.
Wanda, you slammed the car door in my head again. You were riding in the trunk. Hello, Jill.
Hello, Hank. Most people think when they see a left turn signal on that you're going to turn left.
Lane opened to my right. I had to make a quick decision.
The sidewalk was not the right decision.
Wanda, it's so nice to see you. Oh,
she's not supposed to be here.
You tell her.
Problem, Tim?
I got good dough, that
balance. Balanced and blueprinted and the prettiest 350 horses you're ever going to see.
Oh, very that's nice.
David most of that work in the shop.
Howdy, partners.
Hi, Al. Nice hat. What's that, 500 gallon? You know everybody, Bob, Hank. I say howdy to Al.
Howdy, Al.
Howdy.
Howdy, Al.
Howdy.
Tim, didn't I read that a Chevy engine in a Ford was a felony in Michigan?
You know, Tim told me it was a Western theme.
Let's go over this one more time. I picked the Chevy because it's got more mid-range torque, okay? I got availability parts. I think it's a better motor.
Hey, it's your rod.
Thank you.
Tim told me it was a Western theme.
Vinnie McGurn's dead.
Now what?
He ruined my helmet.
So what? A little whipped cream.
No, shaving.
Where are you going with the hose?
I thought maybe I'd water the lawn.
What did I tell you about water balloons?
Fill them up real full so they bust on contact?
That's right.
I hear you're quite a football player.
Yeah.
Show me your moves.
All right.
See if you can get by me. Ready? Now! Fight! 22! Hut! Hut! Somebody want to give me a hand here?
You got a good kid, Taylor.
Thank you, Bob.
You're about to have a son any day now, aren't you?
Yeah, 2 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Leslie's up to a 6-pack of cheese logs a day.
Wanda ate a cheese log cabin.
You know, she's not eating, she's crying. But, I mean, hey, you know, when she has the kid, the mood swings are going to stop. Right?
Yeah, right.
What's at the Cinemark 18?
18 movies with women thinner than me.
This has got to be Dave. Well, hi, Dave.
Hey, Jill.
Come on in.
Thanks.
I have some friends that I want you to meet. That's Leslie and this Wanda. And here, this is Karen Kelly. Dave Gibbons.
Nice to meet you.
You know, I was just thinking how weird it is that you two have never met because you have so much in common.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, you coach Mark's soccer team. And one time after a game, Mark threw up in Karen's car.
How about that?
Small world.
Hey, Dave, you big dipstick. About time, buddy.
Well, somebody stopped by the shop who's actually paying me to work on their engine, Tim.
That hurt me deeply, Dave. Grab a beer. Let's get greasy.
Dave, we're trying to pick a movie
Jill,
here. Can you
Jill,
recommend one?
Please. Yeah, I just rented It Happened One Night.
Well, you see what I'm talking about. That movie is one of her favorite movies.
What are the odds?
Go figure.
Karen, do you know how to drive a car?
Yes, Tim.
I can't believe it, so does Dave. It's Kismet.
Look, Some Like It Hot is on TV in 15 minutes. We could just stay here and make
popcorn. No. We're all going to a movie. Come on, let's go.
Let's definitely get into seeing that.
Oh, I'm in. On my best day, I never looked as good in a dress as Tony Curtis.
That settles it. We're definitely staying.
Staying is a bad idea. Leaving would be a good idea.
No. This is great. We'll barbecue.
Oh, honey, we're gonna barbecue.
Barbecue's a bad idea. The guys are not interested in barbecue. Nobody wants to barbecue.
I'll have a hot dog.
I'll have a steak.
I can make shish kebab.
No, I like Joey Brown. I like his mouth. He's got a great mouth.
Hey, Al, how's it going in there?
Oh, well, right now, Tim and Hank are explaining to Bob just what it feels like to be pregnant.
Oh, yeah, right. The day one of those He-Men goes to the John and shoots a 9-pound ham out his butt, then he can talk.
Leslie, are you all right?
I don't know if it's the onions or the hormones.
The hormones.
They say postpartum depression is even worse.
Well, you know, postpartum can be tough. After you have that little baby inside of you for 9 months, it can be hard to let go.
Yeah.
Yes, it can. Well, not that I know what postpartum depression is, but I do know what it feels like to have someone be a part of you and suddenly be separated from them.
I know exactly what you mean, Al. I just got out of one of those relationships.
Really?
Yeah.
Love hurts. And in Hank's case, it sweats, too.
Go down. Yes. All right, we're in. Now the fun begins. Hank, Dave, get the trims, the mounts up front.
And I will align the tranny back here with Bob.
Tim!
Hi, honey. Where's Al? We need him out here.
We're using him as our love toy.
Don't let Wanda hurt him.
Come on, guys. The food is ready.
Oh, all right.
We just got started. Come on, Dave. Come back here.
Come on, Tim. I'm hungry.
Come on, everybody. We just got started.
Tim,
guys.
I need
come
that.
On. Dave. Oh, come on. I got just a half a
Forwards. Go. Hi. You going to join us? Things are going so well. Oh, by the way, Hank wants another hamburger. And Dave picked Karen to be his partner.
Hey, why don't you and I play a little game? Let's play a little game, just you and I. Let's play.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Three words. First word, me. Woman. Dill. Okay. Three words. Third word. Hamburger. Red. Meat. Meat. Jill blank meat. Second word. Jill dead meat. So I guess you're kind of annoyed that nobody's working on your engine.
Well, how would you feel about it? If you planned a wedding shower for 3 months, the night of the wedding shower, I bring all these guys over to watch football.
That happened, Tim.
And you didn't like it, did you?
Hey, Leslie wants a burger right now.
Like them rare?
That's raw.
She'll eat it.
Look, I know that you're not happy that things didn't go the way you planned, but more importantly, we've got two friends that we're trying to get together in there.
Not we, you. Why do you always have to fix people up?
Everybody does that.
Everybody doesn't do that. Women do that. Guys don't sit around and go, boy, Frank, we got to find somebody for him. I mean, all he does is go to that great job, watch football, drink beer, and race his car on the weekends. His life is just so empty.
Why haven't I met Frank?
There is no Frank.
Well, then why did you bring him up?
Just to show you obsessed you get with
me. I am not obsessed.
Then why do you put us through this?
Well, because maybe I want everybody to be as happy as we are.
Timmy, hate to bother you, but do you have any kaopectate?
In a minute.
I don't have a minute.
That smells delicious, good neighbor.
Hi, Wilson.
Oh, good neighborette. How are you this fine evening, Jill?
Fine and dandy.
That smells good.
You want a hamburger?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Wilson, aren't human beings more important than machines?
Well, without a doubt. Although I am quite fond of my waffle maker.
Well, thank you. I wish you would tell that to that knucklehead I'm married to.
Oh, he knows how I feel. He's had my waffles.
No, I mean about the human being thing.
Well, I think Tim understands that.
Well, you would never know from the way that he's acting today.
Jill, I like my burger well done.
I mean, here I am trying to get these two people together, and all he can think about is this hunk of metal in the garage.
Well, that's because to him it's more than just a hunk of metal. To Tim, it's a 1934 Roadster street rod, mystic midnight blue, queen bee headlights, suicide doors with hidden hinges, rolled rear panel. Oh, yeah.
I know it's important to him. So he lost a day, big deal, you know? He's taking this so personally.
You know, Jill, the Navajo Indians believe that when a craftsman makes a basket or a sand painting, his spirit actually enters the object, and he becomes a part of it.
So you're saying that the two become one?
That's about it.
So by dismissing the object, I've been dismissing the man. Thank you, Wilson.
Jill? Jill? The burger?
Here,
great party, Tim.
Thanks, Al.
You know, I think the Western shirt paid off.
What do you mean?
Karen. I think she took a shine to me.
The Karen here?
Do you think it would be all right if I asked her out for coffee?
You know, Karen's quite a handful.
Well, my mother is a handful. I like that in a woman.
Well, maybe you're moving kind of quick here after the problem with Greta.
Oh, no, Tim. One door may have closed for me, but another door is just open. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Al.
Karen, I was wondering if you...
You ready to go, Karen?
Yeah, sure. What were you going to say, Al?
Well, I was just wondering if you or anyone would care for another cup of coffee.
Oh, well, Dave and I were just going to go out for coffee.
Oh, well, then you wouldn't want one.
Good night.
Another door slammed shut. It was a joke. It was a joke, Al.
Isn't this great? What did I tell you? Everybody could feel the chemistry between Karen and Dave. I mean, I knew it. I knew that they would be perfect for each other. But I could be wrong. I mean, what do I know about chemistry? I didn't even have a chemistry set when I was a kid. You know, and then I'm going to do the dishes now.
Well, I better get going here.
Al, wait a minute. I got to wire that hot rod tomorrow. Maybe you want to help me with that.
Well, I thought you only wanted Dave to look at that.
I think you and I could do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then we could take a look at the drivetrain.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay.
All right. Well, you better get going before that hat gives birth.
All right. See you tomorrow afternoon.
Right. Happy trails, buckaroo.
That was really nice, what you said to Al. I'm sure he appreciates it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry you didn't get as much done today as you would have liked, but I guess you got the engine in. Can you start it?
No, Jill. We could play charades and pretend like it started. Vroom, 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 vroom.
You know, now this engine's in, it's just so beautiful. It's really starting to look like a car.
A street rod.
Street rod. So this is the front.
Yes, Jill, this is the front. And hey, look here.
the back.
Now, really, I'm beginning to envision this, you know? The mystic midnight blue, queen bee headlights, windshield, suicide doors, rolling rear end.
Rolled rear pan.
Rolled rear pan. And this, of course, which is the soul of the beast. Gotta tell you, Tim, this street rod is real tweaky.
It's tweaked out.
Exactly. It's cherry. You know, I'm really getting into this engine stuff. I feel an uncontrollable urge to torque something.
Oh. Hey, you really want to see something?
Yeah.
Get on my crawl.
All right.
Lay down. Watch your head. Can't really appreciate an engine until you see it from all sides.
Oh, this is so cool.
Welcome to the wonderful world of the small block 350.
Tim.
Oh?
I thought you were going to show me the engine.
I call this my engine. You guys get those McGurn boys?
No, we didn't get them.
Why?
Some bullies. Their mom made them go inside and clean their rooms.
Yeah?
What a waste. Look at this, Dad. We had the perfect balloon.
Oh. Boy, that baby's got some splatter power there.
Brad! Randy Mark, will you
take
stop
this.
It with the water balloons? I wish that you would not encourage them.
Just because you find balloons doesn't mean they're making water balloons out of them, hon. Maybe they're making balloon animals.
Balloon animals?
Yeah, sure.
So you think I'm being too strict with them again?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for telling me.
I think you and I could do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe we could look at the drivetrain.
Let's not get crazy. I think we can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then we could take a look at the drivetrain.